I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A guy named David Hall has been buying up hundreds of acres of land in central Vermont. Hall wants to build a community of 20,000 people there. He says his project, which he calls New Vistas, is still a long way off, but some of his ideas for the community are taking shape. VPR's own Steve Zinn paid a visit recently to the New Vistas Foundation headquarters in Utah, and he filed this story.
The first phase of our new headquarters building is coming up right here.
David Hall is planning to spend at least $150 million to achieve his dream. He's pouring it into work being done at an industrial park here on the outskirts of Provo, Utah. Hall's building an 80,000-square-foot facility where he hopes to create the different pieces of his planned community.
Hello, guys. Are you okay for a visitor?
Yeah. Yes.
There are 150 employees on the foundation's payroll, most of them engineers. A toilet may not seem like the most obvious starting point for a high-tech community, but water use and waste disposal are big issues.
It's super fancy, and it does some medical analysis.
This toilet that engineer Jared Reynolds is working on currently flushes only golf balls, but the finished product will use foam instead of water and monitor your health by testing your waste. A composting system for waste is still to be developed. Other engineers are working on a prototype kitchen that fits in a 4-foot square space. 4x4 is a key dimension. Cubes that size, stacked and connected, are the building blocks of a New Vistas community. Every resident would live in a 200-square-foot space made from them. The space could be transformed into any room by moving soundproof vinyl walls and storing furniture inside the cubes. For the moment, the building blocks exist only on architectural engineer Ben Jensen's computer. Like all the engineers I met, Jensen is young and male. I asked him whether he'd like to live in a New Vistas community.
I first talked to David about it, I was like, whoa, that's out there. But the more we talk about it, you know, it solves a lot of problems that I see in our community in the way we live, being able to live close enough that I can walk to where I work, surrounded by greenery. That sounds cool to me.
Hall says the most important part of New Vistas is commerce. A key part of that is drilling technology Hall himself developed.
It's fundamental technology because New Vista will need this drilling technology for water, for energy, for all the raw materials. So every New Vista community would have a drill site where you're extracting all your raw materials in a sustainable manner.
There's also a human engineering aspect to Hall's project. Assets are pooled and community leadership is highly structured. It's all laid out in detail at the New Vistas Foundation website.
Our core belief is local. If you really get down to what New Vistas really core is local food, local industry, local intelligent people, local schools, you know, everything local.
But local is just what's missing from the New Vistas plan, according to Diane Gayer of the Vermont Design Institute, a community planning organization in Burlington. Sustainability depends not only on what happens inside New Vistas, but on the impact it has on surrounding communities. Gayer says Hall's community might be achievable, it might embody good ideas, and many people might be attracted to it, but it's out of scale for Vermont.
But I think we really care how and where and why. And this sort of begs all of those questions.
Gayer says a better approach to designing a community that fits its surroundings would be collaborative and democratic.
It feels different than one person sort of, you know, coming down from above and just landing this thing and saying, oh, this is going to be the future.
But Hall is convinced his ideas are answers to daunting problems of environmental degradation, depletion of resources, and even poverty and inequality. Hall's buying land should be willing to make room for solutions to problems we face. Richard Register of the Oakland, California-based nonprofit EcoCity Builders has spent time with Hall and visited him in Provo. Hall has given grants to Register's organization. In his work and his books, Register has pushed for ecologically designed cities. He has issues with Hall's emphasis on technology and some features of the New Vistas design, but he says people who live in towns where Hall's buying land should be willing to make room for solutions to problems we face.
People are totally anchored to a place. They just don't want to do anything but the same old thing they've been doing. Is that really healthy in an era when people are saying, the same people are saying, look, we have to do something kind of radical fast to deal with climate change.
Families living for generations, anchored on their farm, is part of Vermont's identity. Those families and other people who live in the area, like Eric Becker of Stratford, see Hall as the inflexible one.
And so it seems like a very top-down, unilateral process, not in keeping with Vermont's culture.
As a partner in Clean Yield Asset Management in Norwich, Becker works on investing in sustainable agriculture and clean energy. He says Vermont is already going in the right direction without Hall's radical approach.
You don't need a utopian master plan to make it happen. It's happening organically.
Becker says Hall's goal of local food and energy production and a small-scale economy can be achieved in a way that's much more suited to Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.